Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So the postseason gets rolling on the high school beat. The 105th Boys State High School Hoops Tournament with doubleheader action on the home court tonight. Andy Hodson's defending champion Cougars will have tip-time decisions on Musa Jallo, concussion, and Malik LaFoon, elbow. Both suffered during the New Albany loss last Friday night. A team here tonight that they haven't played in Shelbyville in the opener at 6. It's hopeful both Cougars will start tonight. Tate Stewart and Tyler Adams will be ready if they're not for Coach Andy. Whatever the personnel, well, it's getting the Golden Bears to play at a tempo where North can get some things done at both ends. And as Andy was telling me,
you know, with everybody that we play, we want to just play solid man-to-man defense and make a team work for everything they get. And I think we've done a pretty good job of that this year with our crew that we've got. The kids have bought into it, and we've got to limit them to one shot. You know, they're not running anything different than we've seen. They're not doing anything defensively different than what we've seen all year with some different teams. So our guys are prepared for it, but we definitely want to push it out.
Well, Chalk Talk begins our coverage at 5:30, and of course, Bloomington South, the tournament favorite, a little tester in Columbus North here tonight.
That's what you know that Indiana goes for is a tournament. You can do a lot of things in regular season and sort of bungle it up in the tournament and get beat before people thank you, and it's a bad year, or you can have a horrible regular season and get hot in the tournament, and everybody thinks you're the greatest in the world. So it's a tough job, you know, tough in basketball is because you only get play so many, and there's so much pressure put on the tournament. But it's the fun time of the year after 20 regular season games. If you haven't prepared yourself mentally, ready for this type of atmosphere, then obviously you don't deserve to go on.
Well, and that's the aim of the Panthers, to move on, playing on their home court and serving as host for the sectional. John Callahan, Terry Stoltz describe the action, starting with our pregame coverage at 5:30. Two of them tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Let's go. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So the Hoosiers of Coach Tom sitting in seventh with opportunities to do something about it this week, starting tonight with the Iowa Hawkeyes of Fran McCaffrey. ESPN at 7 o'clock. Hoosiers should be rested, but remembering, too, the last time they played, they suffered a loss. They also remember in an up-and-down game on the McCracken court a year ago, they put up 93 against McCaffrey's Hawks and got a career-high 17 from Stan Robinson. Wouldn't that be nice tonight, especially since Colin Hartman is a likely no-show again, what with that bone bruise? That said, Iowa has won 4 in a row.
I think their experience, the resiliency that they have, their ability to play inside out and outside in, you know, which is really strong, the outside in, being that they can get it inside, not only on the pass, but on the drive, and they can go inside and get it kicked back out. They're tremendous in transition. They're as good as anybody in the country to getting the ball up the court after, not only after your miss, but after your make. And so I would say it's not only defense. I think they're outstanding everywhere. And I think Fran has done an incredible job with that team because they just keep getting better, and they've gotten better not only from last year to this year, but throughout the year.
And Iowa having won 4 in a row, and they look to be at the top of their game right now. The bottom line, 2 this week, and both of the teams you play are in front of you. You can control your own destiny for sure with 40 quality minutes starting tonight. We'll see how it plays out. ESPN, 7 o'clock. Maryland at Rutgers, Michigan at Northwestern also on this Tuesday night. Don't forget Hoosier Hysteria tonight. John Callahan, Terry Stoltz describe the action. The first of 2, Bloomington North Shelbyville, Bloomington South Columbus North. Our coverage starts at 5:30. I'm Joe Smith.